John Batchelor with David Petrucci. His new book is Roosevelt Sweeps Nation, FDR's 1936 Landslide and the Triumph of the Liberal Ideal. Roosevelt is without his best advisor. Louis Howe is gone. Roosevelt now faces Al Smith, his old mentor, on his right with the American Liberty League, preaching, "Is the Constitution for sale?" and other provocative remarks that irritate the president. He is very sensitive, although he's always laughing when you see him in the newsreels. That is a style that Louis Howe approved of, just keep them laughing. However, the president has to deal with the fact that he sits upon a Democratic Party that has been solid since the Civil War and before as what is politely known at the time as the way things are. We would call it today unacceptable racism, vast and crushing. The Jim Crow laws were the beginning of it. Roosevelt knows this. He also knows that he can be challenged from the South by two men, and we're about to meet them. One, his name is Huey Long from Louisiana, who is a character beyond belief, except for he's real. And the other is Herman Talmadge from Georgia. Let's start with Long, David. Long is gone by 36, but what he represents challenges Roosevelt. What was it that was most worrying to the president that could be revived?
Huey Long represents really the greatest force of the populist left. I mean, he's not a people say, well, he was a fascist and all that. What does that mean, left or right? But his economics are pure left wing. And he presents a program in Louisiana, which is to fight Standard Oil, to tax Standard Oil, to pave the roads, to build bridges across the Mississippi, to give out free school books to the children in the public schools there. And nationwide, he forms a program which is called Share Our Wealth. And he's going to seize all the assets of people over $1 million and the incomes over such and such amount and hand out just huge sums of money to every family in America and give them a car and a radio and whatever the hell they need, whenever they need it, and even when they don't need it. And he is remarkably entertaining. Now, you allude to what sort of a figure he was. And it's not just his program. It's not just the economics. It's the presentation. And he makes Franklin D. Roosevelt's oratorical skills look like Herbert Hoover. He is damn interesting. And with this program, when he goes on the radio to attack Roosevelt, and he had supported him reluctantly in 1932, you know, there are tens of millions of people listening. There are millions of people in the Share Our Wealth Club. But Huey Long, whose strategy is to become president, not in 1936, but in 1940, aims to run in 1936 after he gets a bunch of people who won't run in his stead, and to siphon off enough votes in key states to elect the Republicans. And his theory is this, that we'll elect the Republicans again. They will come in and they will make a worse hash of the country than Herbert Hoover had previously done. And then the country, having rejected the Republicans and having rejected Franklin Roosevelt once, will turn to Huey Long as the man on the white horse and put him in the White House in 1940. However, there's one small problem with his plan, which is that in September 1935, he returns to the Louisiana State House to push everyone around and to create some onerous laws limiting the freedom of local governments there. And he is shot by somebody who was not crazy about him, obviously, and dies in September 1935, leaving that field clear or clearer for Franklin Roosevelt.
Clear, except for one other player who now enters at the scale of Huey Long, Herman Talmadge, telling people that they only have three friends they can count on: God, Sears Roebuck, and old Gene. Gene Talmadge is the question here is, what is it that they represent? You say populism, David, but at the same time, they come up with these preposterous schemes that give money away calling Roosevelt Franklin Lennon Roosevelt. So was communism the problem in the South in 1936? We know it is in the North, where the Communist Party is active, but also in the South?
Well, it's actually, as you mentioned later on, Eugene Talmadge, Herman Talmadge was his son.
Right.
In our memory, who we later became a United States senator. Eugene Talmadge is populist in his rabble rousing, in his race baiting, in his accusations of communist influence in the New Deal. But he's very different than Huey Long in terms of his ideological orientation. He's more of a Jeffersonian conservative, and he refuses to fund welfare programs in the South. And even though a huge number of people in Georgia really need it and need a New Deal backing. But, politics makes strange bedfellows. So the folks who were supporting Huey Long in 1935 and his radical program to the left of Roosevelt suddenly swing into action in January 1936 and show up at a rally which Eugene Talmadge is hosting in Macon, Georgia. And this thing is like these guys are about ready to fire on Fort Sumter again.
About 30 seconds, David. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
They have got the Confederate flags out there, and they are just hooting and hollering and red baiting and really race baiting as well.
David Petrucha, Roosevelt sweeps the nation. FDR's 1936 landslide and the triumph of the ideal. We've established to the right of the president. We've established the populism in the South that he depended upon to be elected in 1932. Now we're going to turn to a challenge that doesn't have a particular region so much as a need, which is who's to take care of the people without sources of income during the Great Depression, the elderly, plus 60 in 1936. When we come back, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.